أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها. We are still at the beginning of Surah Wash-Shams, in which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has taken the most amount of qasams in order to explain the subject matter for which the Quran, for which these qasams were taken. The first two qasams Allah Ta'ala took primarily was of the sun, and when the sun reaches its zenith, that is midday, when it becomes so bright, and the moon which follows it, that is which comes at night. In here, ulama have written that the sun of Hidayat is being referred to, and that is Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when it reached its great brightness, that was in the time of the Khulafa'i Rashideen, when Islam spread far and wide, and very, very rapidly Islam spread throughout the world. And in there is an indication that we should also follow in that first way of Islam, then Islam will spread also today in the world. But if we don't follow that way, unfortunately we find that from the Muslims Islam is going out also. So we have to try not only to practice on deen, but to make others also practice upon deen. Then Allah Ta'ala has taken another two very striking qasams, and they are also in contrast with one another. The one is وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا, or din ke jab usko roshan kar le. And Allah took qasam of the day, and that time of the day when Allah made it extremely bright, that is if this path of Islam is followed properly, then light comes in this world, and for everyone to follow that light becomes very, very easy, and everyone becomes desirous of following that way of life. But if that path of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, especially the Khulafa'i Rashideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, if that is not followed, then it is, then Islam does not spread in the world. And it starts going, it starts wrapping itself up until, may Allah save us, that it goes out from our lives also. So Allah Ta'ala says that this bright light of the day will come, and everyone can see clearly his way towards Allah Ta'ala. In here, there are many other indications also. The day is a great sign of Allah Ta'ala also. When a person looks forward to the day and he earns his livelihood, and in the more important than his livelihood, he makes effort to gain his hidayat also. And he makes an effort, then Allah Ta'ala blesses with great light in that person's life. So this day also is a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And the normal pattern that we follow, the day comes after the night, the day comes and we feel quite comfortable. But the time will come, one of the major signs of Qiyamah, that the sun will just not rise in the morning on its time. People will become very, very worried and restless that what is happening. Like a person who cannot sleep at night. Everyone else is sleeping, but he is awake and is wondering, when will the morning come? Then at least I can have somebody to speak to, or I can have my things sorted out. Otherwise, in the loneliness of the night, that person is like suffering within himself all the time. So this day is also a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and when it reaches its zenith and its brightness, that is another great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا, or raat ki jab usko dhaank lewe. And Allah takes qasam by the night, and this night which when it covers up the day. Allah has made these two things so contrasting that when the day comes out, like now the sun is going to rise, then there is no sign of the darkness of the night. A person can't even imagine that it was at one time dark at night when the brightness of the day comes out. Then when the day is there, it reaches its zenith and it becomes very bright, then the sun starts going down again. And finally the sun sets, and then a person cannot imagine there was bright sun here at one time. Just like with the seasons also we speak, that this year's winter we say was very cold. But when summer comes and the heat of summer comes, then we say this year there was no real winter. The way we forget the winter, that there was no real winter. And when summer comes, and if it comes with all its heat, then we forget all that heat in winter, and we say that this year's summer was very mild. So like that, Allah Ta'ala has made it. But these are great signs and the qudrat of Allah, by which Allah Ta'ala is taking a qasam. The night also is an indication that if you earn your livelihood in the day, your night will pass comfortably. But if you did not work in the day, then you won't have a blanket to cover you. You won't have a place to stay in if you did not work during the day. So during the day of our life, that is this dunya's life, if a person works here for his hidayat, for his akhirat, then the night of the qabr will be very comfortable for that person. And he will pass that time in the qabr also very comfortably. So Allah Ta'ala has taken these qasams, and as we will read still a few more of these qasams, and then the main subject matter which here the Quran Sharif illustrates is that we must be concerned of our spiritual reformation, that we must be able to control our nafs from its desires, the haram desires. And when a person controls the nafs from permissible desires, then Allah makes it easy for that person to control himself from haram desires also. And that we are regular with our ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And if any difficulty has to come upon us, where a person should always make the dua, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of the most valuable duas is to ask for afiyat. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyya wal-mu'afat al-da'ima fi al-deen wal-dunya wal-akhirah. That is one of the greatest duas to be made, that we have afiyat, our life goes safely, smoothly, nicely. But if any difficulty does come, then a person should make sabr on that. He should not go out of his mind. He should not say things which are not proper for him to say. He must make sabr at that time. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.